Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how bridges built over water. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a call at 817-379-1340. And we're an affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel, hats, shirts, shoes, iPhone cases, jewelry, stuff like that? Then come to this, which is affiliate link, www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat-hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Bridges are one of the most important constructions of the modern civilization. It connects the distant places with each other, and the people can easily travel from one place to another. We all travel by many bridges sometime or the other. But have we ever thought how the bridges are built over water? Not only just the river banks are connected with bridges, but even two creeks or more creeks of the ocean are connected with magnificent bridges. Building flyovers on the concrete roads is easier than the building bridges over water. Here is something interesting and knowledgeable that will sting you about the advancements of modern civilization and power of the construction and technology. Number one, factors associated with building bridges. Before you go into how a bridge is made, there are a few things that you need to keep in mind. Bridges are over water can be of two types, the floating ones and the permanent ones. Quite obviously, the floating ones are not permanent and are used only temporary, since they do not need a foundation. But the permanent bridges need a foundation. For that, there are three basic factors that need to be kept in mind. These are, number one, the condition of the site, the technology ability and engineering capabilities of the contractor, and the technology available in the country. The first two factors are dependent on the engineers to measure, but the factor of availability of the technology supported demands entirely on the construction equipment that is available. For that matter, it must be mentioned that there are various types of construction equipment available in the market that are specially designed to support bridge construction. Next, steps of constructing a bridge. When bridges are built over large water bodies, such as a very deep river or even the sea, the following steps are followed. Number one, construct the foundation. In order to build the foundation, a bed is sunk inside the waterbed from the top. It is like a frame to the piers that will hold the bridge in place. After that, a support pier is made with the help of the rigs. Next, construction of the cofferdam. Around the support piers and ridge, a cofferdam is made. It is a special type of wall that is created surrounding the foundation and continues pumping and removing water from inside. The area is completely dried out, and then the foundation is made. And lastly, bringing everything together. After construction and foundation, the support piers are even cast in the yard or cast in place. Sometimes the process is done elsewhere, and then the barges are used to bring everything together. Once it is done, the gaps are joined with segments of concrete structures. Sometimes the segments are supported by huge suspension cables. As they are brought into position, they are stitched together. Though these are some most common methods of construction of bridge, there are other methods as well as followed to construct the bridges. Certainly, the methods that are followed for the bridges in shallow water are different from that in deep water. Again, you know, learn everything you can if you're in this business, you know. Knowledge is power. So the more knowledge you have about other construction stuff, it's just going to make you better in the future. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.